next case?
Case number 12652, Theodore John Banks seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of White's Neck Road, approximately 380 feet north of Old Mill Road. The 911 address is 30708 White's Neck Road, Dagsboro, Zoning District AR1. Tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 10. The applicant is seeking a 9.9-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch, a 5.9-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed ramp, and we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening, Chairman and board members. My name is Theodore Banks, and my address is 30101 Holtz Landing Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
All right. So what I'm trying to do, the area that you see, the land all around it is a family trust that's my family. And across the road, you'll see the little walkway there from Bay Forest. So, and beyond the walkway is a berm, so none of the houses can see this house, and obviously there's no neighboring people in the area. But the issue is, when I purchased this house, the porch was an afterthought, because I'm putting a ramp to go into the back of the house, because I didn't want a ramp on the front of the house. Of course, I obviously couldn't do that. But the issue was, if there was a fire, the master bedroom is in that back left corner. So I would have to come out the other side of the house, and God forbid if something were to happen, maybe I couldn't get there. So I thought that putting the porch on the front would give me another exit, and then the ramp would be on the northern side to leave the house. And then the reason why, I'm asking for, I believe it's, is it 10 feet? Or probably 9, just under 10? Is the porch, obviously I need a little bit more room to get around with the wheelchair if there's chairs or whatnot. So that was the reason why it's large. And it would, it's 36 feet long is the house. But, love to be able to sit at the front of the house and watch the people walking and whatnot, and have that to be able to exit the house in case of emergency. And I just brought the pictures, but obviously you don't really need them because you can see from the aerial. Like I said, there's no neighbors to bother, or it shouldn't be a hindrance to anybody.
Does that complete your presentation?
That's all I got, guys. Short and sweet.
Any questions for this gentleman? If from White's Neck Road, I see where your property line is. There's some space there, grassy space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how far that is, where your property line ends and where White's Neck Road, the pavement of White's Neck Road begins? Do you know approximately how wide?
I believe it's 42 feet, but the setback is 40, so that's the issue.
So you're saying there's 2 feet there from your property line to the road?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
From your property line, that yellow line there, or to White's Neck Road.
Okay.
How much space is there?
You know what, that's a great question. I did not know that answer. I thought it went all the way to the road. So, but looking at that, obviously it doesn't, but I thought it went to the road.
You say that area is maybe 10 feet. Is it 100 feet? What do you, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, no more than 10 feet.
Okay.
And sir, I see by the, on the survey, the placement of your well. I'm assuming there's a septic.
Good point. That the septic, there is a septic on site, but I have approvals to tie into Old Mill and it's under contract to tie in. It'll come down White's Neck and tie into Old Mill, so there won't be a septic on the property anymore. And the well,
right.
Yeah, it's in the front. I'm looking to move the well in the back. Just for people, because it's a very small lot and there's not much room for parking, and I'm just afraid somebody's going to hit that well, you know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions? Mr. Short?
Where is the septic now? Is it?
To the right where it says 10, it's right in there.
Okay.
But that will be removed.
But that would limit the area where you could put a porch or some access? Cause
yes, exactly.
Okay. Is there, when was the house built?
1952.
Prior owner, I presume?
Yes.
Have you had discussions with folks on the other side of White's Neck Road or any of your neighbors about this?
No, because, like I said, it was a berm. There's a berm there, and you can't see it. And I didn't think it would be necessary to. I'm not exactly sure how far they are from the house or from the road, but it's a good bit. And like I said, you can't see it from those houses. Can't see my house.
And I presume this isn't going to present any visibility issues along White's Neck Road?
Not at all. Mm-mm. And like I said, it's an open porch. It's not enclosed or anything. I just want to be able to have it covered so, you know, you could sit outside, you know, and then.
But it gives you reasonable access to the house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions from the board?
Sir.
Yes.
So you are proposing a ramp to the rear of the house, is that right?
No, the right side. So we're that where 10 is?
Yes.
It's going to be right there on the side.
Okay. So does the ramp then provide access to the porch?
The ramp, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll be able to use the ramp to get on the porch or
exactly.
Off the porch in case of emergency?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand better now. Thank you.
And then in the back will be a patio with a ramp coming into the back of the house. But the ramp will be on this side of the house, in the back. So you wouldn't be able to see that.
The two ramps, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I still have to go for approval on the back ramp, I believe.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12652 for Mr. Theodore Banks. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation of issue.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12652 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Next case.
Case number 12,000.